The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible, striving to turn the Church of Jesus Christ, yes, the backslidden Church of Jesus Christ, back to the guideposts and beacons found in the Holy Bible, which is the Word of God, and that is back to old-fashioned obedience to God's Word and His commandments. And I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message and revelation sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message today entitled, The Family Series. The Family Series. And I begin with a scripture found in, well, it's in the Old Testament, but I'll be back to the New Testament in Hosea 4 and verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's some profound statement. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because you rejected knowledge, God says, I will also reject thee. And seeing you've forgotten the law of your God, I'll also forget your children. That's some penalty, isn't it, to parents that mess around with God, that won't be faithful to God nor serve God and teach their children to serve God. A lot of parents today don't even have a Bible in the home. They never mention the Bible, never pull the Bible out to teach them to fear God. Well, listen, you're not going to get your children saved unless you fear God as parents and grandparents, and unless your children are taught to fear God. Well, as a lot of parents aren't going to take the responsibility to try to save our children of this generation, but there's a lot of grandparents, and my wife and I, we're grandparents. Praise God, we've got a lot of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And I tell this once in a while because I hear a lot of rumors and bad-mouthing of others who are jealous of me in this ministry. And they tell around, well, he talks about people being divorced and remarriage. I heard it, he's been. Well, if you've heard it, it's a lie. I'm married to the same wife that I married in 1941, January the 11th, 1941. The same wife that I married, she was 17, I was 19, and we've had a lot of problems, but God has helped us through all of those problems because we have turned to Jesus in all of our problems. We've turned to the Word of God, and we've let the Word of God settle our problems, our disputes, our questions, answer our questions, and show us the way in the disciplining of our children and of ourselves, may I say. Well, the Bible still says in Proverbs 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Well, we've got to realize that if we hold on to God and not hold our children, hold to God. Sometimes you have to let your children go. It don't mean you don't quit praying for them and you don't quit loving them and trying to get them to listen to you and your counsel and all. But you can't hold on to your children and let them turn you away from the promises of God. And somebody say, well, I tried and it didn't work. Proverbs 22 and 6 didn't work. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Well, just keep on trying. Praise God. It'll come to pass if you fear God. But you've got to fear God, ladies and gentlemen. And if you forget the Bible and the law of God, God said He'd forget your children. There's a great promise in Psalm, the 128th chapter, beginning in verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Praise God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and the understanding we have, and we must teach our children to fear God. In fact, the author here, this man of God that wrote the book of Psalms, said, it's in your Holy Bible, Psalm 34, beginning in verse 11. Here's this parent crying out. He says, come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayer. And then he goes on and says, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off their remembrance from the earth. Well, we've got to recognize the fact that God does answer prayers for those that fear him, respect him, honor him, praise God, and believe his word. And his word is still the truth. Well, in your New Testament, as I said, I'd refer to that with a great climactic scripture here. And it's from part of the experience of Jesus Christ the day that he was crucified. It's found in your Holy Bible in Luke, the 23rd chapter, and verse 27. There followed Jesus a great company of people and of women. And they were mothers who also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. My, if we could just have that compassion for our children, that we could weep and cry before the Lord and seek God to save our children. Don't weep because of Jesus or some national catastrophe or problems that our old sick society is filled with. Weep for yourselves and your children. For he says the days are coming, they're going to say, blessed are the barren. That means a woman that don't have a child. And the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never give suck. And if they do these things in a green tree, that's Jesus, what shall be done in the dry? Speaking of the problems that we'll encounter here in this end time with our children that many times are rebellious and disobedient. Well, instead of giving our children a candy stick a lot of times, we ought to give them the hickory stick. I was raised up in the old time when we had the Bible in the school. Praise God, between 1926 and 1939, I was in the public school system, grammar school and high school. We were taught the Bible every day. Praise God. We had the Lord's Prayer every day. We sang a hymn every day, and it was on our report card. And if we didn't behave ourselves, we got the hickory stick every day on our sit-down places. And the nation and the, oh, Lord, our children were a whole lot better then than they are now. They turned out to be a bunch of young savages out here. But I live back in the time, and I'm glad I grew up in the time when the church was victorious, when America was a great nation. And, ladies and gentlemen, America has been God's favored nation for over two centuries. And we've been great because we've been good. We had preachers back in the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s that preached repent or perish. Praise God. We had the old mourner's bench in the front of the church where you could take your children to church instead of getting in a hootenanny and a medicine show like they get in today. They got into an old-fashioned gospel meeting, and the preacher preached righteousness, and the mourner's bench. Oh, my, that mourner's bench was a popular place for mothers and fathers that were struggling with their children and with problems in their home, and they went to the mourner's bench, and preachers preached, praise God, they preached repent or perish. And today, the preachers are not even a whisper of what the preachers used to be back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and the churches are dead and backslid and lukewarm and spewed out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Well, we're quiet. Back in the 20s, the roaring 20s, people turned away from God for money and pleasure. Here come the stock market crash in October of 1929. Then in the 1930s, here come the Great Depression, the dust bowls, the hopelessness, the suffering. Oh, Lord, from hunger and from, epidemics of disease. The Great Depression brought in a lot of hopelessness and food. Well, it was just unemployment lines and food lines everywhere. And children were dying. Terrible. The mortality rate of children were very high. And God began to humble this nation. And the people of God began to humble themselves and pray. They believed that scripture in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That means repent and give up them old stupid sins and foolishness. Then I will hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin and I'll heal their land. We saw that happen in the latter part of the 30s and early 40s and even after World War II. Ladies and gentlemen, we need parents today that will hold on to God's unchanging hand and do what Jesus said. We've got too many parents today like Lot. People want to talk about righteous Lot and how he was saved. 2 Peter, the second chapter, verses 6 through 8 said, God destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, but saved Lot, a just person, vexed with the wicked conversation of those Sodomites. But you read back in the old Bible, the Old Testament, how the thing really happened. Well, when God began to plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, those two cities of perverts, there's a big hole in the ground over there called the Dead Sea where it used to be. God's judgments was terrible. In verse 17, found in Genesis, the 18th chapter, the Lord said, am I going to hide from Abraham the thing that I do, seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. See, God knew Abraham that he'd command his children and household to keep the way of the Lord. Well, Lot was just the very opposite. He was just the very opposite. And the Bible tells us plainly, as we continue seeking out the interesting history here of these two men that were kin to each other, in the 19th chapter in verse 14, when the angels tried to get Lot and his family out of Sodom before God overturned it and made that Dead Sea, verse 14 in Genesis 19, Lot went out and spake to his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. And he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law, and they stayed in there and were destroyed. But the scripture goes on in the 19th chapter of Genesis, verse 27. Abraham rose up early to the place where he'd stood before the Lord the day before. He looked toward the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the smoke of those cities went up as the smoke of a great furnace. But the scripture says in verse 29, in Genesis 19, in your Holy Bible, it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham. He remembered Abraham. He didn't remember Lot. He remembered Abraham and delivered Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities which Lot dwelled in. His family was lost. He was saved. So as by fire. Is that going to be a blessing to us to see our family lost and we happen to be saved out of the holocaust of great tribulation and all that's coming? Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how much you believe and trust in the Lord, you must repent and obey God's word and fear the Lord. And I'm preaching pure old-fashioned obedience to God's holy word and his commandment, and may God give you ears to hear. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll catch every heart and soul in the grip of this divine power and persuasion of the word of God to turn them to your truth. For Jesus said the truth will make them free. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And I pray that you will write and request these messages on the Saving Your Family in print. Praise God. If you're not receiving our monthly magazine, we'll mail it to you. These without cost or obligation. And if you feel like sharing with us an offering, I'll appreciate it, and we certainly need it. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.